More about collinearity. It's helpful to differentiate collinearity into levels. Collinearity, stuff of life. Behaviors, attributes, and opinions are related to each other. If you tried to tell me that you build a model of exam performance based on motivation, practice, and prior knowledge, and that in your sample those three things were unrelated to each other, I'd worry. Make sense? We have collinearity. Variables are related to each other. When we take some of those variables and call them predictors, they're still related to each other. Only now those interpredictor correlations have the magical word collinearities. You know this stuff's related to each other. We wouldn't be able to do science if it weren't. Collinearity is just when those naturally occurring relationships are now between the things that we call predictors. The consequences of normal amounts of collinearity is that it forces us to carefully differentiate between the question asked of simple correlation and the question asked by multiple correlation. Is it related versus does it have a unique contribution to this model? Collinearity can be assessed using the tolerance statistic. And SPSS does this, and we'll show you how. Basically, tolerance is you build the R-square predicting that predictor from all the others. Okay? How much is that predictor predictable by the others? 1 minus R-square says how much of that variable has variance unique from the rest of the variables. Now, the really interesting thing, that makes sense, right? The amount of the variable that's left over when you try and predict it from all the others is its maximum unique contribution. And if a variable has too little maximum potential unique contribution, maybe we should leave it out of the model because it's going to perturb the math. The catch is what SPSS uses as the criterion is 0.001. Any variable that has a maximum of 0.1% contribution is left in the model. Now, not only does that sound as strange as it really is, but that little tolerance is enough to perturb the math in the model. And we'll show you examples of way less collinearity that screws up the math, and we start getting mathematically impossible numbers out of the formulas, because it doesn't match what the formula is built around. Extreme collinearity. One useful definition is when the collinearities are as large or larger than the validities. And this is a term from the measurement side of things. Validities are the correlations between the predictor and the criterion. It comes from scale construction language. Because when you're talking about predicting something, predictive validity is how correlated with it is. And so you sometimes see this term validities used. You need to consider whether the collinearity is really between the predictor constructs or between the predictor variables. For example, measurement, method error. If all of your measures are self-report and people are lying, they're probably lying the same on all those self-report measures, increasing their collinearity. Does that make sense? So we may need to select or aggregate to form a smaller set of predictors. Now this is a booger because this is the reason we moved from bivariate to multivariate prediction was to be able to avoid selecting and aggregating and being able to use everything. But if that everything are so correlated that it screws up the math, we have to either change models, and you don't know any alternatives right now, or we have to be selective and careful in our measurement and what we put into our model. The third level we really have to be careful is called singularity, when one or more predictors is perfectly correlated with one or more other predictors. The most important way to avoid this is to be sure not to include as predictors a set of variables and another that is their total or average. Because the average is perfectly predicted from the set of things averaged to get it. The sum of things is perfectly predicted from the sum of things, or the things summed to produce it. Again, you're going to need to select or aggregate when you have singularity. And again, this is a problem because that's what we're trying to get away from. Working with Dan Ledger, a long time ago, 15, 16 years ago, when he first got his first really cool machine for doing auditory frequency analyses of bird calls. and he had all these really cool bird calls. The problem was that basically there aren't a lot of tonal attributes. There's only so much out there. There's pitch and there's amplitude and there's only so much. But the damn model, the model that was built into the instrument, would come out with like 40 measures on each song. And so the question was, the factor analysis question first was, how many different kinds of information are there in these 40? And then the prediction, the multiple regression equation, which of these tells us about being able to identify a particular bird song? Two very simple questions. No problem. If you take basically a five-dimensional space and you put 20 axes through that five-dimensional space, they are not independent of each other. Does that make sense? So if you pull 20 pieces of information that represent four, you put them into the factor analysis and it giggles. It just says, no, singular matrix. So you look at which ones are really highly correlated, you throw some out and you aggregate others, and by the time you're done, you're down to six. Or still, you can have several different sets of six, but no seventh in any of them. And so what you really have to start thinking about then is not your variables, but your variables as measures of constructs. Which of these are the things that we care about? And when you start selecting or aggregating, you move from singularity to extreme collinearity, which you can deal with. What you have to remember is all of your data were measured with error. And the more measurement error, the more collinearity among the variables, because that error is tied to how you measured it. And so sometimes you can get away just by not doing something stupid. Other times you have to do something clever. And we'll show you an example of one of the problems or challenges of extreme collinearity when we show you some of the other examples.